From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Allah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Allah's alleged motives are unclear. Officials say he may have been inspired by the Islamic State. They believe he acted alone. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday's attack is a sign that Congress must pass tighter restrictions for people who want to immigrate to the United States. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday. Witnesses and security sources say Mohammed Ibrahim Gebo was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car. That's what a security official told VOA's Somali service. Gebo was a news anchor for Khalsun TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullahi Gure, a television manager at Khalsun TV, said Gebo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion happened. Gure said he was badly injured and died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. Another co-worker said he was friendly, a quiet person who did not say much to people. This is VOA News.